So let's go through the cancer, heart attack, and stroke questionnaire. The following questions are only being asked to allow me to make a better educated recommendation. So question number one, does cancer, heart attack, and stroke run in your family? Yes or no? Number two, please describe which family member and how old they were. Question number three, which illness did they have and did they have a long recovery? These questions are designed to create a mental memory of actually how cancer or heart attack or stroke really affected the family. Number four, have you had to take care of a family member or a friend with one of these illnesses? If so, please describe what type of care they required. Again, building that mental picture. Number five, how did it financially affect that family member? Number six, were they hospitalized, and if so, for how long? Number seven, if you were to have one of the three listed illnesses, how would you pay for your copays, deductibles, the medical bills, doctor bills, specialists, and medication? Even though that you have health insurance, depending on your coverage or what type of treatments they want to do, there are a lot of other expenses that you just don't realize when you have any of these illnesses. Number eight, with your family history, are you concerned you may face one of these illnesses? A lot of these things are genetic, so if it's in your family history, there's a high probability that it's in your genes. Number nine, with Medicare and all Medicare plans not covering experimental treatments, how would you pay for them to have a better chance at recovery? I can tell you from firsthand experience that my sister had cancer, and there was a new experimental treatment that had a really high success rate. But because of the type of insurance that she had, they wouldn't cover the treatment. And financially, she just couldn't afford paying for it on her own. So she had to go with an older treatment that didn't have as high of a success rate. Number 10, while recovering from one of these illnesses, how beneficial would it be in your recovery to have someone clean your home weekly or make your meals for you, assist you with your daily activities, have additional money to pay co-payments, deductibles, be able to alter your home's entrance or bathroom to accommodate your changes? Please describe. So like I said, even though a person has health insurance, there's a lot more involved when you have cancer or if you have a heart attack or if you have a stroke. With some of the cancer treatments, with some of the radiation treatments, you can't have anyone else around you, and you have to dispose of your dishes or utensils in a special way because of the radiation that's on them. If you have a stroke, you may need to have your doorways widened for a walker or your bathroom remodeled because now you need those handicap bars installed. Now we'll read the next statement. Now that I have a better understanding of your family's health history with these three illnesses, let me make a recommendation that can provide you with peace of mind. So when we get to the questionnaire, we're going to use Cigna because they have a very strong cancer, heart attack, and stroke plan. So depending on which illness ran in the family, we'll go to Cigna's website and we'll do a simple quote for either a $5,000 cancer protection plan or a $5,000 heart attack and stroke protection plan, or their combined cancer, heart attack, and stroke $5,000 plan. We start with a $5,000 benefit because it's very cost effective for everyone that's out there. All right, I hope that helps. If you have any questions, feel free to email us or just give us a call.